The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For more information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.
It's always a great blessing to be in the house of the Lord and to be engaged in the worship service of our Lord and Savior. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time this morning. I may end up doing a little more reading than me trying to just expound, but if that's all right too, we'll be reading the Lord's words.
Amen.
In the book of Mark, chapter 5, I want to look at an account of actually several people, but two in particular. And like I said, I'm going to read a good little bit, maybe just to let God's words be the one to really sink this home to us. The book of Mark, and I want you to start verse 21, chapter 5, verse 21. It said, when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself what virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in his press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that was done of her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While yet he spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? I'm going to pause there and try to bring out a few points on this. You think about the scene that we have just read in God's inspired word. Here was Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, and his daughter here is near death. And he's coming to the one begging and falling at his feet for help. He's going to the one that he knows can help her. Brothers and sisters, that right there is a point, if we don't bring out anything else, we need to remind ourselves of today. No matter what we're facing in this world, in our lives, in our churches, in our jobs, in school, no matter what, let's go to the feet of the one who can help us. Let's go to Jesus Christ. That's what he's going. He's going to the very one that has the power to do what he is after. He is going to the very one that has the grace and the mercy and the love in his heart to help those in need and trouble in this old sin-cursed world. And he fell at his feet. And you remember, this is a ruler of the synagogue. This is one that in the Jews' religion thought he was very highly of himself. But yet he is humbling himself and going to the one that can help him. Because brothers and sisters, it doesn't take but just a second for us to realize we have no power in this world save Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that we have to go to. And that's who this man is going to. Jairus is going to him. And I can always, in my mind's eye, see him just begging, please come and heal my little daughter. Heal her. Come lay his hands upon her.
And that's what Jesus is going. He turns and goes with him. But it says there in verse 25, it said, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years. A certain woman. It doesn't matter who she is. You know, it doesn't give us a name. It says a certain woman. She's got an issue also. She's got a problem that she needs and desires and has a great yearning to be helped in. It said he had an issue of blood and had suffered many things from physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She had an issue for 12 years. You know, I'm very thankful for what the Lord has blessed doctors and nurses and specialists for all the different ways that we have been blessed in medicine and health care and all the different things. But you know, it still all goes back to one.
Thank you.
God.
Amen.
He's the one blessing those men and women. He's the one blessing the biologists and the scientists to be able to come up with these new ways of treatment. But even in all of that, he's still the one that blesses. No matter how much the doctor and the nurses and all these specialists do, it's still God is the one that gives the healing. Amen. It's still God is the one whose grace and mercy raises up that person from that sick, that bed of cancer or pain or those hernias that Brother Fred is dealing with. Brother Fred's been told so many times by the doctors, you'll never walk again. You'll never be able to go to church. He's still proving God is on his throne.
Amen.
He's still worshiping him the best way he can. He's still hurting, but he's still wanting to be with his Savior.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, God is the one. This woman has spent all that she had with the things of the world. I've spent too much in the world.
Yes.
I'm a lot worse off than I ever was. I'm a lot worse off because of the things of the world. Brothers and sisters, we got to remember the one we need to be looking to. That's what these two are. This certain woman said and suffered many things of the physicians, and she's heard of Jesus. When she heard of Jesus, she heard there's one that can heal. There's one that can just speak. There's one that can lay his hand. There's one that just can walk by you. You can be healed if it be his will. And said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and touched his garment. You think about it, there's a man. If there today, in 2021, if we heard of a man that all he had to do was speak or touch you or spit upon the ground and make some mud and spittle, put it upon the eyes, and the eyes of the blind would be open. What kind of crowd do you think would be around him looking from that natural view? There wouldn't be a hospital in this world that could hold everybody that wanted to come to it. But brothers and sisters, that's the one that's sitting on the right hand of the majesty on high right now that we need
Amen.
To be going to.
Amen.
We can go to him right now. We can go to him in prayer, begging. This woman came and saw a great crowd that thronged him, but she didn't give up. She didn't give up. She said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment. You see the position that she's at? She's down. If I got to get out on my belly and crawl, I want to be where Jesus Christ is at.
Amen.
If one thing this last year has taught me for sure,
Amen.
Do not take for granted what we have in being able to come to the house of God.
Amen.
Do not take for granted what we have written right here in the words of God, the inspired words of God. Because this old world is trying its best every day to take the truth and take what we have been blessed with and keep us from being able to enjoy it.
Yes, right.
Brothers and sisters, this woman didn't give up. She said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment.
Amen.
I can always just see if she got hand got stepped on a time or two by the people. She didn't give up. She said, I'm going to touch it. And as soon as she did that, she was healed. She knew within herself God had blessed her. That's a feeling that, brothers and sisters, you and I cannot explain to someone. I have tried to explain to people how the Lord has given me peace and comfort and touched me in ways, and all I can say is just come and see, because he's got to touch you. These words cannot explain how a brother or sister in Christ feels when the Lord has touched him in that way.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about just in a new birth. I'm talking about knowing God is with you no matter what you go through, Sister Marie. No matter what, he's there with you.
Amen.
And no matter what happens, it's going to be okay.
That's right.
Dear brother over in Alabama here a year or so ago, trying to go to church. Him and his family were going to church, and he said, "I don't half remember going to church that morning, Brother Tony." He said, "I got about to the church building," he said, "and I pulled over having a heart attack." And his wife knew something wasn't right the whole time, but he just kept going on. He was going through. But you know, he said, "The one thing I remembered, Brother Tony, going in, and the doctor's telling me that we got to do this stent. It was an emergency and everything that I got to do." He said, "I knew everything's going to be okay."
Right.
He said, "Because I was going to open my eyes looking at either one of two people." He said, "One, it may be Jesus Christ." He said, "That'll be great."
Amen.
He said, "One," he said, "I always would say it'd be my wife, but," he said, "it opened my eyes looking at a nurse or a doctor. That means I'm still here and I still can't see my wife and family."
Amen.
"No matter what, it's going to be okay." But said she came and she touched him. And when Jesus knew, he turned and he said, "Who touched my clothes?" And even his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee and saying, who touched me?" You know, they're kind of like, you see all these people? How are you going to know? The Lord knows his people. He knows us individually. He knows that even the numbers of hairs on our head, and I know mine are getting fewer and fewer. But brother, sister, he knows everything about you. He knows what you're needing. Amen. He knows when you humble yourself and come to him with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Brother, sister, he knows when we humble ourselves.
Amen.
Instead of just using him like a good luck charm as those did the Ark of the Covenant so many times. Brothers and sisters, he's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. He's one that we need to be bowing down to and humbling ourselves to.
Amen.
But at the same time, realizing he is a merciful, loving God. For when we do stumble, when we do fall, we can go to him and ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
He's gracious and merciful to forgive us of our sins. Yes, he's forgiven our sins on the cross. He's paid for that condemnation. But brothers and sisters, when we fall, we can feel in our hearts as a loving father. You know, one of the things that I remember when I was growing up as a young boy, getting in trouble. Boy, I knew what was coming when my mother found out. I'd be sent out to the peach tree, get me a peach tree limb, and you better bring a good one. Because if you didn't, she had to go get it. It was going to be twice as bad. But you know, afterwards, I saw my mother with a love in her heart.
Yes.
Because she cared enough to chasten me when I was doing wrong.
Yes.
She cared enough about me. And brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father has a love greater than my mother ever had. I loved her. She was dear to me as there ever was. But the love that he has for us is so much sweeter and greater. He wanted to know who had touched him. And they said, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth." She fell down and said, "It was me. She told him everything." And he said unto her, "Daughter." You know, your thing to read that real quick, you ever stop and realize a comma right there? If he never said another word to her, he said something so special to
That's
her right there. He said, "There's a relationship between
Amen.
You and me."
Right.
He was her elder brother, and they were both children of God.
Amen.
Yes, he's God manifest in the flesh, but he's showing her there's a special relationship that you have. Brothers and sisters, the same way. You think how what a blessing it is. People ask us why we see brother and sister. There's a special relationship that we have with one another. It doesn't mean that there's not other brothers and sisters out there in the world that's not enjoying this, but brothers and sisters, we have come forth. We've made a public show that we want to follow Jesus Christ. We want to worship him in spirit and in truth. And brothers and sisters, you think about when Saul of Tarsus, when he struck down on that road to Damascus there, and Ananias come to him, what's the first thing he said? "Brother Saul."
Right.
Don't you know Saul, the spirit of Saul, that inside of him just welled up.
Amen.
There's something here now that I haven't ever experienced before.
Amen.
That's the same with us when we come to the Lord and we humble ourselves. There's a feeling we never feel out there in this world.
That's right.
We try, but it'll never happen.
Amen.
It happens when we humble ourselves and come and worship him. "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Behold of thy plague." Her faith had made her whole. It didn't make her a child of God. Her faith was evidence that she already was a child of God. What she had been made whole in is being helped in this old sin-cursed earth.
Right.
She was shown that in obedience, there's blessings.
Right.
But when we turn from the Lord, there's chastisement. Brothers and sisters, she had experienced a great blessing.
she was able to go in peace knowing she had been cured.
Amen.
But you know, this whole thing right now, Jay Iris is standing there. What you think's going through in his heart? Yeah. Lord, come on, my daughter's dying. We've got to go. But as soon as he turned from her and told her peace, he said, "Yet, while he yet spake, there came a ruler from the synagogue's house, certain which saith, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest the master any further?" Jairus just received some news. It's the worst news that we could receive as people on this earth, in the sense of a natural news.
Yes.
Someone you dearly loved, his daughter, maybe your mother, your father, your child, a grandparent, someone that's a very close friend, you get that message. They've died. Why troublest the master anymore? That's what they were thinking. It's too late for him. Brothers and sisters, it's never too late for the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Jairus had just been shown something. The Lord didn't have to go and lay his hand. He wanted the Lord to come and lay his hands on his daughter. You know, if that was the Lord's choosing, and we do know that he goes on and he takes that maiden, that little girl, 12 years old, by the hand, and he speaks to her, and life comes back into that body. Matter of fact, there was even those there that laughed to scorn when he come in and told them that, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No, sir.
Jairus had been given something, though, in watching what went on between that certain woman and Jesus. God knew what Jairus was fixing to receive very quickly. Some very, very troubling news. But yet the Lord also showed him, have faith.
Amen.
Put your faith in the one that can do something. Washington, D.C. is not where we need our faith.
I preach that. Amen. Thank you.
The Supreme Court is not where we need to put our faith. Your pastor, pray for him.
That's right.
But that's not where you need to put your faith. It needs to be in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
That's where our faith has got to be grounded.
Right.
Because everything else, as much as we try as men and as women, we will let you down and we will let ourselves down.
Amen.
But we worship one that is able, is faithful, and mindful of all of our needs. Jairus just saw a woman that had been troubled with the issue of blood for 12 years say, "If I could but just touch the hem of his garment," and was healed. He now received news, "Your daughter's dead." But he's still standing before and praying in his heart, "Help me," to the one that can. And we know by God's grace and mercy, he received what that blessing he was needing.
That's right.
His daughter was brought back to life in a natural way. Brothers and sisters, that same God that these two were worshiping and kneeling down and begging and praying to is the same God that we are today. Our Amen. Lord and Savior
Amen.
Jesus Christ. This is the same God that opened a barren womb of a 90-year-old woman and a 100-year-old man and blessed them with a child. This is the same God that parted the Red Sea before Moses and the children of Israel while Pharaoh's army was being held back by a pillar of fire.
That's right.
And they went across on dry shod. This is the same God that when Joshua was in battle with the enemies, prayed and said, "Lord, if you'll just stay the sun." And he held the sun for a day, it says. I don't know exactly how many hours there. And while Joshua had a victorious battle over his enemies.
That's right.
This is the same God that closed the mouth of the lions when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. This is the same God that brought three Hebrew children out of a fiery furnace with not even the smell of smoke on them. This is the same God that opened the jail cell when Peter was thrown in prison. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing too hard for our Lord.
Amen.
Jairus was shown a blessing and say, keep the faith. Don't give up. He had just received some of the worst news that he would ever receive, but yet at the same time, he had seen a great blessing right before his eyes to remind him of who we serve. That's what we need today, is to be reminded who we serve.
Amen.
I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know the one who does.
Amen.
Let us continue to look to him. Let's continue to have faith. Let's continue to get down on our knees and pray, Lord, help me through whatever it may be I'm going to face tomorrow or this afternoon or whatever. I thank you for your kind intention. May the Lord be with you.
We thank you for listening to today's message and invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For further information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.